And Magnolia Sense by Design bringing us this week's edition of the Shelter Report. Joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Just fine, and good morning to all.
Hey, good to have you here on the program this morning. So how are things been going over there at the shelter?
Well, we kind of had a slow week. We thought we had a couple of adoptions in the work with a couple of our dogs, but it didn't work out. And as I said in the past, it's sad when it doesn't, but yet it's a good thing, because if there's any doubt or a situation arises that it's not going to be a good home, then it's just as well that the adoption doesn't take place. Some of the things that occur for this week was that the people hadn't checked in with their landlord, and the landlord said, no pets. So that's the reason why that one failed. And the other one was our other dog, but Rex, our long-term resident, we thought we'd found a good home, but apparently it didn't work out. I think he was a bigger dog possibly than what they thought. They were a little bit older couple, and so it just didn't feel right. But again, that's okay. So Rex got to spend the night out of the shelter for a couple of nights, but he's back, and we know we'll find a home for Rex. So those things happen. Yesterday, Candy Westbrook was talking about the shelter, giving us a kudos, and we really appreciate her mentioning us. But the topic came up, you know, about shelter dogs and why a dog ends up in the shelter. And she wasn't real clear on that, and I can certainly understand that. So I kind of looked it up. I know why animals in our area show up at our shelter, but apparently when you go through and you look at the shelters around, I looked up on these surveys, number one reason that animals end up at the shelter is because people move. This kind of blows my mind, in that I can't imagine you wouldn't take your pets with you, but you don't know all the circumstances. That's the number one reason that dogs are surrendered, and cats. And the other reasons were they have too many animals. The cost of maintaining those animals is such that they just cannot give the proper care to their pets. The other is, and this is kind of a biggie for us, honestly, the owner becomes ill and can no longer take care of the pet, or dies. And then there's no one in the family or friends that step forward to take that pet. So that's kind of in our area, honestly, the animals that show up at our shelter, it's usually that. It's a person leaving the area, the death or illness. That's a biggie. We get a lot of animals surrendered because the owner died or has become too ill or physically unable to take care of the pet. And the other thing that we have that happens a lot is behavior. The pet's behavior is such that they can no longer deal with it, and so they surrender. And again, that kind of goes back to being a good pet owner. You know, they say train the dog, but the trainer will tell you, well, no, we're training the owner. So, you know, you have to know behavior of animals and how long it lasts. A lot of times, the average age of the animals that we get at the shelter are, say, around a year old. So, therefore, they look like an adult. So they should behave like an adult, but they're not. They're still puppies at heart or kittens at heart. And so they become destructive, and here we are. And I also looked up to see what the average age is of dogs that are and cats that are surrendered. And like I said, in our area, it's kind of about a year old. We get a lot of year-old animals that show up. Survey said that 47% of dogs that are surrendered and 40% of cats that are surrendered to shelters are anywhere from 5 months to 3 years old. So there's just some kind of information. I think, and the number, who shows up at shelter? What breed is there most? And in this survey, it was terriers. The terriers are the number one. I don't think that fits us. We seem to get a lot of pit bull lab mixes in. That's probably the two breeds that come in with us. Either a blend of those two breeds or just the Labradors come in and pit bulls come in. So anyway, there's some information. That's why they're at the shelter. It's not many times. It's not a fault of their own. It's just the situation. But thank goodness there are shelters out there, so these people do have somewhere to take their pet and know it's going to be cared for. So anyway, thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, well, that's a great reminder, and of course, you might have heard it is National Pet Day, so, you know, we are saluting all those pets out there.
Right. We've got some great ones if anyone would like to add a pet to their house this week. I'll go ahead and just launch in. We've got Dixie, and Dixie's a four-year-old female. She's a Chihuahua Terrier mix. Her owner died, is why she's with us. She's a lovely, lovely little dog. She loves to be a lap dog, but she's also frisky, that likes to play with her squeaky toys and play, you know, chase and that kind of thing. She's white with some black and gray spots on her. She's just as cute as she can be. She came in with a little pink collar that had a bow on it. So her owner really did care for her a lot. And we've laughed about her for her top of her head. The hair's a little thin up there, and we think it's because it was stroked a lot sitting in the owner's lap. So she's a great dog. She needs another home. Tina is new to us. Tina came in, and I wish I had gotten this gentleman's name. When I was out there, we had a gentleman come in looking for a German Shepherd female, and we've got one. She's 6 months old. We've named her Tina. Just like I said, she's a German Shepherd puppy, so if that gentleman happens to be listening or someone knows who I'm speaking about, let him know. We now have Tina with us. Some of our people that are pets that have been with us for a while, they are people to me. They just have four legs. But anyway, our group that's been with us for a while, I'll go through that list. Curly is sponsored, meaning the adoption has been paid for. He's a male, and he's 3 years old. He's already fixed. Bart is our newest sponsorship. He is a one-year-old. Bart's been almost his whole life with us. There's pictures of him on Facebook that show the puppy picture, and then what he is now. He's just about a year old. He's a great dog. He's tan in color. He just hasn't been selected. And we've got another new one that came in named Honey, and a little female. They could be brother and sister. We don't know, you know, what Honey's history is, but they sure do look alike. They're those pretty little medium-sized tan, thin dogs with the short hair, just a good-looking little dog. Barney's with us, a year-old male. He is a black lab mix. Then we have Big Boy. Big Boy is our pit bull, gray in color, 2 years old. Lovely dog. He's just stout. He's just strong, but he's a good boy. We have two new dogs that have come in together. They are Frenchies. They are about 2 years old. The female's name is Sugar, and the male's name is Tank. They were a surrender. They're just now becoming available for adoption. So if anyone is interested in that breed, we have those two new ones that have joined us. Hank is also one of our new guys, 2 years old, just a nice-looking dog. He's a kind of a pit bull mix, medium size, about 2 years old. Reba, she's been with us, our little female blue heeler, red in color. Colonel, another one of these cases where the owner died. He's a five-year-old black lab. He's pure lab, good boy, walks on a leash, and just needs that second chance. And then some more, we've got Grumbles. He's our little terrier. He's smaller, a smaller dog, 4 to 5 years old. He's our talker. He grumbles at you, but it's all in good fun. He's not cranky. Well, maybe he is cranky, but he's not mean. Let's just put it that way. He's a good-looking dog. He's kind of tan in color, got gray on his face, and lots of personality. Facial expressions are really cute. Champ's come in. Champ is our Mastiff mix. He's a nice dog. He's strong because of his breed. He's all tan with a black mask on his face, around his snout. And Brownie's with us. She's also sponsored. Her adoption has been paid. She's female. She's fixed. She's our fence climber. So someone would really have to be on their toes with her and not allow her to run free, because she can scale a fence faster than any dog I've ever seen, and she's very good at it. Chubbs is with us, 3 years old Chubbs. He's white with brown speckles all over, as friendly as he can be. Mr. Laidback is what his name ought to be. He just comes in when he's ready, and he walks out as he goes. Cool, cool dog. And then I mentioned Rex. Rex is our white lab. He's sponsored. His adoption is paid, and he's about 2 years old. So we've got four sponsored dogs, meaning that, as I said, the adoption's been paid for by someone else, hoping to help maybe get these dogs to her home. Cats, we only have two cats, which is okay with us. That means everybody's hopefully safe and sound in their own homes. Mo is a black and white orange calico male, extremely friendly, and the other one, other cat that we have is also a male. They're about the same age. They're 9 months to maybe a year old. Twilight Twinkle, or Sparkle. Twilight Sparkle is the other kitten's name. Very, very friendly. It rolls on its back once it's belly rubbed. He's got white legs and a white face, gray in color. I try to describe these animals the best I can, but the best thing to do is to come out to the shelter and meet them eyeball to eyeball, and hopefully a connection will be made. And if you can't do that, but you are interested, always look at our Facebook page, because we're constantly updating the animals. Will, our great volunteer, takes them for walks while he's walking them. He'll teach them commands, and he videotapes it, gives you a good idea of what they're like outside of the shelter. So as far as donations go, well, there's one more group I forgot to mention. We have a border collie, a little female that came in to us. She was surrendered. She was dumped on this gentleman's property. He kept her for a couple of days, and she gave birth to 7 healthy, beautiful little puppies. And it was more than he felt like he could handle. So he brought her into us and left us some nice donations and said, would you please help us out? And we said, of course. So the puppies are only about 2 weeks old. They will be ready in, say, maybe 6 to 7 weeks. There's 2 that are brown and white. The rest of them are that beautiful black and white. They're healthy looking. The little gal, she's young. She's probably a year, maybe 2 years old. She's a good mama, and she's also a very good looking border collie. So if someone out there is interested in having a border collie, you might want to call Danny at the shelter and visit with him about it. Sometimes when we get litters in like this, we wait till they get a little bit older, then maybe we get a list going, and first come, first serve type thing. So can't tell you how many females or males at this point, because we're pretty much leaving mama alone with her babies, because we don't want her to be stressed or nervous. So that's new to the shelter. That doesn't happen very often, but when it does, we are very much prepared to take care of those situations. So come out and see us. We are open 7 days a week. 1 to 3 in the afternoons, 1 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and our phone number is 620-252-6060. Visit us on Facebook if you're wanting to come out and just walk around. We'd sure love to have some volunteers at this time of year. It's lovely to get the dogs out and walk. The 2 cats just need a lot of attention that we have, so if you want to come out and do some volunteering, please do. And if you're interested maybe in being more involved in the shelter, and people will say, how do you get involved? How do you become a board member? It starts with volunteering with us. Come out and volunteer. Come out and know what the shelter is all about. It's a lot of wonderful feelings. There's good times. There's bad times. There's work to be done, laundry to be done, cleaning up pee-poo, that kind of thing. It's not always glamorous, but it sure makes you feel good to give your time to these animals. So anyway, dry dog food and canned dog food, and won't be too long I'll be asking for some puppy food, because we've got some little mouths to feed.
All right. Well, hey, Becky, that's a great report, and lots of stuff going on there. Great ways to get involved if people want to volunteer. And I appreciate you letting us know about everything that's going on over there.
Well, thank you for the time. And like I said, I appreciate Candy talking about us, because word of mouth is how the shelter continues to grow. And we've just been very fortunate with the animals that we have. This seems like the shelter's about to burst at the seams, we get some adoptions going on. So it's been a good season for us. Spring is coming. So just like this litter that appeared, this is the kind of thing that we hope to avoid by saying, please spay and neuter your pets. But it does happen. And her being at the shelter is a good place, because it's safe, and those puppies will be brought up in a healthy way. And then when we make those adoptions, we can say, yes, we've known this little guy since he was born, that type of thing.
That is great. All right. you mentioned Candy. You threw me there. Becky, we appreciate so much that you coming on by here this morning. And looking forward to chatting again here next week.
That's right. All right, everybody stay safe.
Hey,
Thank you.
Take care. That
Bye-bye.
Is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. That report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design. Just got this handed in to me. Reports indicate that on social media that O.J. Simpson has died. So anyway, just a little news note to pass along to you. Once again, that reports on social media indicating from O.J. Simpson's family that he has passed away. All right, we have coming up next more Open Line here on KGGF.